This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Ag input suppliers are worried about the sour mood that many farmers have regarding the outlook. That makes them more reluctant to open their pocketbooks and spend. Commodity market outlook meetings can be a rather dismal exercise that can cause some long faces. It may be a slog, but we will get through this. Corrections are done by either time or price. The ag boom of the 1970s was corrected by the ag depression of the 1980s with price. Some markets lost 85% of their value. This correction is likely to be more in terms of time. It will last a while, wearing some out. I have included the hypothetical 29-year corn cycle researched by Purdue University in my outlook for years now. It shows a multi-year basing period of a decade or so, followed by a launch in prices and a spike in prices to new highs that may last a half dozen years, followed by a decline that they call a landing, and then a new basing period of a decade or so before the upcycle starts over again. The new base price equilibrium will be higher than the preceding one. The previous basing period was $2 corn, followed by the launch to $7 corn, followed by a decline to $3 corn, after which another basing period is likely, capped near $4, creating a $3 to $4 trading range for a few years yet. Dr. Elwin Taylor says that the next 89-year drought cycle kicks in about 2021, with the following year's time to have weather similar to the Dust Bowl, which is when the next launch would likely commence. Corrections of either price or time are intended to weed out weaker farm operations, which follows the life cycle. They say that high prices cure high prices and that low prices cure low prices, and I believe that both are true. There are high-cost producers that had expanded during the launch and spike of the last cycle that could pay the bills in fringe production areas with $5 to $7 corn. They are frankly not economically viable producers today with $3 corn. They have to go out of business. I think that we are starting to see that happen. Crop insurance will not save them. Trump's trade war disrupted this cycle and will distort production decisions made by farmers globally. U.S. farmers may reduce planted acreages while global farmers expand if the tariffs and trade wars protract. U.S. livestock producers are expanding cattle, hog, and broiler production, helped by cheap corn. They're not as profitable as they should be, however, because of tariffs from the trade wars. The broiler industry has hit a wall where chicken production has caught up to demand and profitability has collapsed for that industry. The cow herd expansion is stopped for this cattle cycle, while the offspring of the expanded cow herd will still add more mouths to feed in 2019, adding to corn demand. Same for the hog industry, which is expected to continue to build barns in 2019 in order to supply the new slaughter capacity from new plants. The price launch of the last corn cycle was primarily due to the birth of the ethanol industry, adding a third leg to the stool of corn demand, along with feed and export demand. It was a very beneficial thing for corn demand that is now in danger of being damaged by the Trump EPA RFS policy. Given low corn prices, ethanol production should be profitable, and it is not. We should be seeing growing ethanol demand from E15, and we will not, as year-round E15 demand will not offset the reduced demand from RIN waivers. The RFS has been effectively diluted and capped. This is why USDA reduced the ethanol crush in the December supply-demand report and may have to further reduce it. Ethanol and DDG exports are caught in the trade war. Carryovers are burdensome, so much so that we need something material to impact production somewhere in the world to reduce them. That typically doesn't happen in an El Nino year, which is forecast. More acres and good yields in both North and South America will keep the lid on the corn market and continue the basing process of this cycle. Climate change is producing worsening extremes. The world is a hotter place than it was in the 1930s Dust Bowl, so the next corresponding drought cycle ahead, starting in 2021, could be a real hothouse. Many farming practices have changed since the 1930s that will help mitigate drought with less tillage, chemical weed control, technology, precision ag, and genetics. That will all conserve water usage, but the percentage yield reduction from trend should still be similar to the 1930s. It'll just start from a much higher trend yield with a similar percentage deviation from it. The bottom line is that farmers may have to slog along for a few years while low prices builds the demand base globally. An economic depression accompanied the Dust Bowl, and there is risk that the economic boom that extended post-World War II, that created billions of new consumers that improved their diets, will pause in a protectionist repeat of the Smoot-Hawley era of the 1930s. I will again repeat that history rhymes. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us at Royal Iowa, online at comstock.com, or call 712-227-1110.